Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is time. It's the end of the week. Or is it the beginning of the week? I don't. When do you start your week? Monday?
Monday. I usually start my days on Monday.
So it's the end of the week for most people. Sunday night?
Yeah, I say that's the beginning of the week.
Okay. Well, that's why individuals are individuals, right? You know, the beginning of my week, well, was probably Friday. I don't have to work this week. So.
Oh, nice. Good news.
I've got some daytime off.
Mildly interesting, my religion, the Quakers, decided they couldn't live with days of the week as they were named. They just couldn't say Thor's Day and Woden's Day and Tears Day. Right, you got it. They couldn't say that. And so they decided they were going to rename the days of the week. Now, they didn't do anything exciting like calling it Shemfrash or, Bulldozer Day or anything like that. Nothing good. They just said first day, second day, third day, fourth day, on up to seventh day.
Oh.
And by the way, if you're going to rename the days of the week, why not make a 10-day week? Why go to seven? Why pick a prime number? I don't know. But
wait, is this where the Seventh-day Adventists came from?
No, Seventh-day, well, to some extent. The Bible doesn't refer to days of the week. It doesn't say, on Sunday, Jesus was crucified.
Right, remember the Sabbath.
It says on the first day.
Right, yeah, that kind of thing, right.
And so it gets a little confusing with us considering Sunday to be the Sabbath, but in fact the Jews consider Friday evening and to Saturday evening to be the Sabbath. Anyway, so the Seventh-day Adventists they celebrate Saturday as the holy day.
But Saturday's not the seventh day.
Look, man, I didn't make this stuff up. Nobody's come to me on this, or I would have gotten rid of the seven-day week.
Day advent.
Fuzzy calendar, man.
Before we go on, I have to say, Captain's Log, Stardate 12182022. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Wow.
Joining me tonight, Steve Classic.
And Mark Edge.
It's my understanding that Steve Classic, you and Mark Edge have never appeared on Free Talk Live together.
That's right.
An historic evening.
I'm happy to host you both here simultaneously or simultaneously, depending on your preferred pronunciation.
At the same time.
And at the same time. Even better, right?
Yeah.
The telephone number, if you would like to join us tonight, is 603-283-6160. You can, tattoo that on your firstborn's forehead or grab a crayon, write it on the fridge.
That would be aggression.
Whatever you need to do to make sure you remember 603-283-6160. We've got some things to talk about tonight. One of the things I want to talk about is the FBI. All right. I've said recently online.
Do we have to?
I mean, I've said recently online, something along the lines of abolish the FBI now. And, of course, many people are like, well, if you don't, if you just abolish the whole thing, the FBI will. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. But the FBI is under particular scrutiny now for several things. One of them, of course, being the Crypto 6 trial. One of them being, of course, their influence in Twitter.
Oh, yes.
Right. The Twitterverse is all a flutter.
Right.
Yeah, the people on Twitter are shocked that the FBI agents would be their sole job, not to find people doing illegal tweets, but to control the narrative by suggesting tweets that should be taken, people that swore an oath to the First Amendment and the rest of the Constitution are out there saying, you can't say that here, that's not good. As if, it's just so weird. Why would the United States... Why would Twitter allow FBI agents to tell them what people should be able to say and not say?
Tax breaks?
It's a great question. And most of the time, it's just because they show up and flash some badges and say things like, hey, I'm with the FBI. Yeah. We're going to do this. And they go, oh, yes, sir.
Don't lie to the FBI.
Because it's the Milgram experiments, right? It's
I'd like to address that, Steve. It's not don't lie to the FBI. It's don't talk to the FBI.
Don't talk to them.
The FBI still lives in 1990 where we don't use – well, they're using tape recorders or, they use
wire.
digital recorders to record interviews. Unlike every other policing organization in the United States,
they don't use phones,
which just goes ahead and records the conversation so that they know what the witness has said to them or whatever, the FBI just scribbles it down on a piece of paper. If they scribble it wrong, and then you contradict the wrong thing they scribbled, then you've lied to the FBI.
Wow.
And you're going to jail, Martha Stewart.
No.
Yeah. So.
You hear that, Martha?
I'm going to call Martha, see if I can get a response to the show.
I just because you brought up Martha Stewart, her and Snoop Dogg did some work together, amongst other things.
I never saw that work.
Well, they've appeared on advertisements and such, simultaneously. But I'm thinking if I'm Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart has to have made the best stoner snacks. You know what I mean? I'm just like, and it makes me wonder is Martha hitting the bong? Did Snoop smoke her out?
Anyone ever asked Martha?
No, I don't know. I've never really looked into it, but I've just seen them together on a few different items here and there for advertising stuff, and it occurs to me that if you're gonna have some stoner snacks, you might as well get Martha Stewart to make them for you, right?
I mean, that Martha just approves of the.
Especially if you're gonna pay a full time blunt roller. I mean, let you know what's up.
All right. So, Mark Edge.
Yes, sir.
You and I attended the Talkers Magazine. What was the name of the event?
The New Media. They used to call it the New Media Seminar. Now they call it Talkers.
It was an awards presentation / what do you call it?
Convention.
Convention. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for talk radio. And at that convention. You and I met a gal named Nikki Klein. Nikki Klein is famous for being Callie on the reboot of Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. And she's involved in some sort of a, I don't know how else to say it, in some sort of a sex cult thing where, like, whoever.
She says it's definitely not a sex cult.
Well, she says it's not. And, but this is what you'll read about.
Which I, by the way, am fully ready to do any interview where somebody starts off with. It's definitely not a sex cult.
if you start
write that down,
true, yeah.
Write it down on a piece of paper.
Free Talk Live, definitely not a sex cult.
So anyway, the FBI is involved with whatever that is, and there's a guy named, his name is Kevin, who's been arrested and detained and that kind of thing, and they're trying to free him.
Free Kevin.
And there's been some backlash against the FBI as a result of that case. And I just want to play this clip for everybody because we've been involved at least watching the Crypto 6 case, and we see what the FBI has done. We know they've raided the studio and all that kind of stuff. We see what kind of chicanery that they're up to. They're also obviously under the gun now with the whole Twitter revelation and how involved they were with Twitter. So this is just yet another piece of damning evidence against the FBI.
10 years, it is clear that the photos in this case were planted there.
This is the most serious tampering of evidence that I've ever seen.
It's inescapable that the FBI proactively created fake evidence.
They had a change while I was in FBI custody. It was modified, it was altered.
And 25 years of digital forensic investigations, five of which was with the FBI.
This particular guy is a former FBI special agent. Everybody who's commenting here, everybody who's commenting here is some official of some type or some other expert of some type in either forensics or evidence or procedure, and they're all saying the same thing.
The amount of technical ability and premeditation to perform this fraud in the case against Mr. Ranieri, I've never seen anything like that.
In my 20 years experience with the FBI, I have never seen data manipulation, evidence tampering, anything like this on this scale.
603-283-6160. I believe it's time to abolish the FBI. How about you? More coming up.
Raising my hand.
Thank you, Steve. This is Free Talk Live.
we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here and this is where we are, because if we weren't here, we'd be somewhere else.
That's right.
It's Free Talk Live.
Nobody saw that coming.
Did he? We were talking last night about how the name Nobody and you know his whole that whole thing has gotten so much mileage.
Oh.
And it's continuing to get mileage.
I almost refrain from using the word nobody.
Right. You find yourself.
No one.
Even when you're talking to people outside of his.
Exactly.
You know, sort of Dunbar circle.
Yeah.
You find yourself going, and no one was available to, you know, do the thing or whatever. You find yourself not using the word nobody so that nobody can make a joke about nobody.
Right.
At any rate, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Mark Edge. My son's 14 years old, and he just loves the whole nobody, the Rich Paul changed his name to nobody joke. He just thinks it's wonderful.
I do, too.
I do not.
No. Nobody cares about the economy.
We have the previous segment. We were talking about the FBI. And because the FBI is very near and dear to us here at Free Talk Live, and you know, we're familiar with their corrupt ways, we decided to take a look outside. Where else is the FBI under fire right now, under criticism, heavy criticism? And, of course, Twitter is the big one right now. That's what you know, the social media universe is talking about. But there's a whole litany of experts, former agents, government people, writers, commentators who have examined evidence in another case, and we played some of that. Here's some more of what they had to say.
When I first read the papers that Mr. Ranieri presented on tampering, I was shocked.
I've never seen an instance where the system threw away its credibility purely for the purpose of convicting a defendant.
Well, I mean, we have.
Well, he hasn't.
He hasn't. That was a former Supreme Court justice, by the way.
I will defend the FBI in this circumstance and with Free Talk Live.
What?
They haven't thrown away their credibility. They've been as honest as they can. It's just they've brought charges that, you know, of crimes Ian didn't commit. But they haven't lied about it. It's not like they said, all right, we've trumped up some evidence, and here it is.
Well, how about the way overkill use of force in raiding the studio? I mean, this was an FBI case headed by Phil Cristiano, as I understand it correctly. I don't have evidence of this. This is hearsay. But it's my understanding that this was his case, and we know that he's got kind of a vendetta against Ian Freeman. And so then this completely unreasonable use of force, they called in multiple alphabet agencies and, you know, displayed what I can only convey as a military-style offensive on this studio that we sit in here tonight.
And cited a plastic sword as their one of their reasons.
Right.
Well, I'll address that. That's massholes who are scared to death of guns raiding any house in New Hampshire, basically. There's your explanation.
It still doesn't make it right.
I'm not claiming it's right.
Right?
You know, like, the difference between what happened in the case that you're talking about here is absolute fabricated evidence.
Yes.
Like, they just made up evidence wholesale.
Yes.
In the case of the Crypto 6, they haven't made up any evidence. They're just trying to smear and do a variety of things. Nothing that is, you know, unprecedented in American history.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's almost like if you look at you know, the case against Alex Jones and where he's being sued for $2.65 trillion.
Right. Or it was a budget of the U.S. government.
Yeah. Right, so, you know, when you put all that stuff out there that, hey, this guy's getting sued for a lot of money, you better watch out. You better not say those things because look where it leads. It's an intimidation, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's somebody to make an example of.
Right.
Yeah.
Straw man.
And like, I see parallels between, like, the Ross Ulbricht case and the Ian Freeman case, the Crypto 6 case. Mm-hmm. I see parallels in sort of what's going on there. To your point, Mark, I don't see as much railroading at this point in the case as we saw with Ross Ulbricht, but it is certainly their desire to do so. They're just a little more inept at it in this particular case for whatever reason. They also, so far, haven't produced anything that we can construe as fabricated evidence, with the exception of how much tax does Ian owe? That's completely fabricated, 100%. made up. Some accountant, some FBI, you know, tax person put together this hogwash about, well, we did some calculations based on his transactions on localbitcoins.com, and then we averaged that out over the course of 3 years, and we took a look at this three-year segment, and we saw that, well, he didn't file a tax return, so we estimated that he would have made this much per year, and if he took all the standard deductions, it would have been this much taken off of that, and thus he owes this much for this year, this much for that year, this much for the other year.
It's just made up.
And you're right, that's fabricated.
Totally fabricated.
And but not two, fabricated in an evil way, fabricated in a way that's slanted to the government, clearly.
How is that not evil?
I think that...
They're just doing their job.
They brought out these charges.
That's totally fabricated in an evil way.
I think that the charges that were brought out, which was tax evasion, right? Like, they brought in the prosecution brought in an IRS agent, and it's like, well, we got to make these stick because clearly this guy was evading taxes. And there's not the worst argument in the world for it. He went on national radio year after year and said, I don't pay federal taxes. Now, does that reach the level of evasion? No, it doesn't. But what they tried to do is say this was the income level of this guy had. Maybe they were right. I don't have any idea. Now, they didn't give him any deductions or anything like that. And I think most importantly, they never contacted him once
right.
about owing money. They just charged him.
Right.
There's no audit brought up.
There's nothing. We don't do that in America. And that part is... rather optimistic on their side, yeah. But I still don't think it reaches the level of this case that you're talking about right now, where they just made up
right.
stuff wholesale.
Right. Well, and went to great lengths, apparently, to make it up. But to the point of the Crypto 6 case, Ian's lawyer was quite savvy in getting this particular FBI agent to answer the following question, which was, so there's what you're saying is that he may not owe anything at all. And she said, correct.
Yes.
So that's how fabricated that particular piece of evidence is that, like, it's just this imaginary scenario of what might possibly be, but there's no facts or evidence to back it up other than their estimated numbers.
Right.
So... I want to hear just a little bit more from these people on this case.
It could happen to a person who is educated, who is white, who has the complexion for acceptance, as I would say. None of us are safe.
There's no need to fabricate evidence for a guilty man. The fact that they fabricated evidence here, and to the degree that they did, shocks the conscience.
603-283-6160. FBI really get more evil than they are currently?
They probably can.
They probably can.
Yeah, they can, yeah.
I just wish they, as an organization, if there were a magic wand I could wave and they would disappear, I would have done it already. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The end of the weekend is here, and that means no more winter storms, which blasted the northeastern U.S. with heavy snow. Yesterday, heavy snow hit New York, New England. More than a foot had fallen in recent days. Fans went crazy when Argentina defeated France in an overtime thriller to win the World Cup today. Argentina got a pair of goals from Lionel Messi, including one in extra time to seal the deal. Who is making some preliminary plans to run as a Republican nominee for president in 2 years? One name mentioned is outgoing Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Today on NBC, he expanded why he's so early to talk about the possibility.
The fact that President Trump has already announced accelerates everyone's time frame.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And I was trying to cover for you, but, you know, I see you with the Bitcoin mug over there. And, yeah.
Just want a cup of coffee.
No, we were talking about coffee.
Oh, I thought you were drinking cryptocurrency.
It's very liquid.
It is free. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Mark Edge.
Let's go right to the phones. We've got Tom calling from New Mexico. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted you guys to kind of touch on the Jeffrey Epstein case. I watched the Netflix show as like a series, Filthy Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And they only touched on it at the end of the last episode. But the townhouse that he had in New York, I don't remember how many rooms, but every room was wired for sound and video. And the FBI, when they raided it, they took away two, you know, like UPS-style vans full of DVDs and recordings, VHS. But there has never been any indictments or any talk, not even a peep about, you know, who was there, underage girls, all that.
The reason that they haven't arrested anyone in connection with Epstein or Maxwell is because they are the ones that are connected to Epstein and Maxwell.
One can only infer that, and like, that's the only logical explanation that anyone can come to until they actually release the evidence. And so they must be afraid. Yeah, they must be afraid of what it's going to reveal. You'll note that Ghislaine Maxwell, convicted right now.
Yeah.
Of.
But we don't know of what, really. I mean, we don't have. Yeah, she was supposed to reveal everything.
Of selling, you know, underage prostitutes to question mark.
Unnamed.
Right? Like,
right.
If governments.
Just the names of the people that have been publicized is a pretty long list, and they haven't talked about any of them,
right.
Let alone the ones that were there that we don't know about.
Well, the lists that have been publicized have been the flight logs, right? Who flew right. to the island and back, right? And so right. that's pretty damning in and of itself. But the fact that somebody has been convicted of selling people to other people and the buyers have not been named should tell you a whole lot about what your government thinks of, quote, the people, unquote.
Well, my point is it not just that, but it's telling about the FBI because the FBI hasn't said anything either. Right now, all the topics that you've just talked about with crypto, it's all kind of like wag the dog, trying to make a controversy, trying to make something that people are talking about that just distracts you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really nothing there. Here, there's rock-solid evidence. They have thousands and thousands of pieces of evidence, but yet there's nothing being talked about, no indictments, and all the stuff that, like, you're bringing up are all just fabrications.
Yeah. And like you say, they have all of this evidence, and, of course, no one can get at it. A FOIA request isn't going to get you anywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, yeah, when I think about the Epstein case, here's what comes to mind. Let's just say for a second that Jeffrey Epstein wasn't an operative of a foreign country who was given something as cheap as a 747 and a few mansions. Because for a man, that's a lot of money. For a country, it's nothing.
Right.
And if he's managed to lure in some of the greatest politicians of our time, Bill Clinton, Bill Richardson,
Trump.
Yeah, well, Trump didn't fly in the movie.
I've heard rumors of it. I don't know.
On a plane.
Greatest criminals, you mean?
Yeah. On a plane that's named after pederasty. You know, if in fact this wasn't a trick by a foreign country, man, foreign spy agencies suck. I mean, just think about it. This is how easy it is, right? The trick is, all you do is you get a 747, you manage to get these politicians to fly around with you. You give them three drinks at the bar at the 747. There's plenty of room
you
for
videotape
this.
Videotape them.
Then the three drinks come out, and you're like, everybody's having fun. Then, ring, ring, you push the little secret button, the girls come out. Oh, what are these poles in the middle of the room? They start dancing, right? Now, you've got three drinks in each of these guys. Even the ones who didn't drink, they've watched it, and they've let it go down. And then the girls start taking a guy back to, you know, one of the three bedrooms in the back of the Lolita Express.
Yep.
You know, one at a time. The drinks keep flowing. You know, by the time you get to Botswana or where the heck you're flying on this thing, you know, you're 7, 8, 9 drinks in. You're pretty much anybody's three sheets to the wind
right,
at this point.
Even if you have one drink on a plane, you're usually...
And you've got these politicians bare-butted into a 17-year-old prostitute.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're all supposed to be upset about the girls. I'm upset about this. Why isn't the NSA doing this in other countries? I mean, where's my U.S. intelligence office money going?
Go ahead, Tom.
Right. That's the whole idea. It's like it's all just washed under. And I'd really like to know how deep it goes, how many people in what institutions have been corrupted, you know, at the Supreme Court level, at the FBI level, the Department of Justice, you know.
If you control a few judges, you control the whole nation. If you can make a few cases go one way or the other, that's it.
That sets precedent.
That's all you need. You know, you don't need the United States Supreme Court. You need just a few down the line. And by the way, if you can get a few, you can get lots. It's not hard. You know, men have been pretty predictable for the last 10,000 years.
Yeah, I did hear, it was kind of just a rumor that the U.S. Marshals wanted to get involved because they were dealing with the human trafficking part of the Epstein issue, and there was kind of like a what do you call it, in between the two departments, there's a bickering about who has jurisdiction, and they wanted to take over some of this evidence.
Oh.
But I hadn't heard any if anything came about of that.
I'm not familiar with that.
I haven't heard about any dead U.S. Marshal agents, no. Do you think Hillary Clinton? I haven't heard her say anything about that.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. The corruption, I mean, I've made the statement, and I still believe it to be true based on the evidence that's been presented to me, that government is corruption. It is based in immoral action. It is based in non-virtuous action. Its only tool that it uses is force. That's all it does. All it does is force people to do things that they otherwise don't want to do.
It's like their mission statement.
Right. Yeah.
I think that we all have an innate moral compass, like we the people, and
yes.
That anybody who gets in positions of power is liable to, you know, try to circumvent that compass as best they can. For instance, I was talking to somebody today who lives in a town, or his parents live in a town, that's completely controlled by gangs.
Mm-hmm.
This happens around the world.
Yeah.
Well, more than street gangs.
Okay.
Government. These are narcos is the term they use in Mexico.
I see. Okay.
And he says, you know, if somebody breaks into your house, you call the narcos,
mm-hmm.
and they come out and they investigate. If they find the guy, he won't make it through the day.
Right.
If there's an automobile wreck, they'll show up on the scene. They'll say, you're in trouble for this reason. You know, you're at fault for this reason, and they'll give the reasons and that kind of thing. They run the town like a government.
Right.
Because, wait for it, that's what the government is.
Right, yeah.
It's the most successful gang in a given geographic area.
It's a mafia.
Yeah.
Legalized.
Well, I think that what we need to all understand is when we participate in this, is that it's an agency of force. It can be used for justice as best we
can until
the people who are in it aren't, wanting to act justly any longer.
Well, it even corrupts the otherwise uncorruptible, right, in my estimation. And, like,
I don't think everybody in the government gets corrupt. I would say that...
No, but they are forced to do things that they otherwise wouldn't do against their personal code or their morals and ethics, because that's what government is. It forces you to compromise.
Certainly it's about compromise.
603-283-6160. Is it time to abolish government?
Yes.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's the radio program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. Here in the studio with me today,
it's Steve Classic. It's really great to be here.
And Mark Edge.
Got to put out that big radio.
The fakest radio.
Well, what they do is they call this they call this puking in the business.
And puking,
right? I think the biggest advantage of holding your the muscles of your throat in this manner is that you could go on for much longer talking this way than you can in any other fashion.
Oh, I didn't think
that's why
that.
Those sports guys always do that because they have to cover for a whole.
And a swing and a miss. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting.
Got a 3-hour baseball game.
Huh. Interesting. I just the only guy that I can think of that came close to that was like Tom Likas, right?
Welcome to the Tom.
Blow
Likas
me up,
show.
Baby.
Yeah, blow me up, Tom. Likas, I think, is the consummate puker. Like, if you want to think about somebody who pukes in the business, Tommy Likas.
Yeah. 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 Before we go on, I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right, insert segue here.
I don't know.
What do we segue into?
I'm trying to get more friends into Bitcoin.
Yeah?
Or just any crypto. Just trying to educate people and... You know, I said, well, the best way to, like, for an average person is to get the Cash App, right? Because you can buy Bitcoin, you can send it.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if there's an easier way to do it for the average PayPal.
I always recommend the Edge wallet, but I haven't bought Bitcoin through it.
Right, but your average PayPal American, your average Venmo American.
Mm. Yeah, I just the only time I used the Cash App was to deal with a friend of mine who, you know. needs some financial help here and there.
Yeah, I don't use the Cash App. I don't use Venmo. I don't use PayPal.
I give up on PayPal and Venmo.
Yeah, I don't use. I still have a PayPal account because every now and again I get like a royalty check for like 5 cents.
Oh, and that,
you know, from
it.
Some
that's
music from 20 years ago that's still floating around the internet. You know, it's totally not worth it. But also, like,
oh, that's worth it. Are you kidding me? A 5 cent royalty check? That's worth it. I pay $5 a month to get a 5 cent royalty check.
I did at some point when I was in the band when we first submitted and got our first royalty check from ASCAP. I put it in this crappy plastic frame, right? It's kind of like when you go into business and you get your first dollar, right? You know, you put that up
so
a memento.
So who pays it, though? Who's the one giving you the royalties? I mean, are it you comes, showing up on...
So ASCAP does something bars? And configures, you know, figures out how many plays you got and how to divide those pennies amongst...
But is that on, like, Spotify?
Some of it's internet-based, right? Internet radio, that kind of a thing. We did some album release stuff where I appeared on some other DJs' shows and, you know, the new release show, that kind of a thing. We were also on a local radio station there. They do a thing called Loud and Local. Mm-hmm. It's like the local rock and metal bands, and whoever, you know, whoever's turn it is gets
bars
to
bars and restaurants have to have an ASCAP license.
Yeah,
usually.
Sure, right.
They get shut down. I've seen it.
And so, you know, we got onto things like early on, I figured out how to get us onto Pandora. Like before Pandora was a household name, I was like, ooh, we got to get in on this. And so I was able to get us there. So there's some, you know, royalties that come from that, you know, that kind of thing.
So a penny here, a penny there. That adds up.
Yeah. And if you look at, like, the breakdown of it, that's exactly what it is. It's like, you know, 0.04, right, you know, cents, right, from, like, this one play at this or 0.00. Two, right?
Ooh.
Like, you know, they're breaking it down into thousands of cents, you know, to, it's just bizarre. So I think I don't remember how much it was. I want to say it was like $1.36 was our first royalty check.
Nice, that's big.
Yeah, $1. Like, it cost probably more for them to print the thing and, like, spend the postage to mail
it
to us.
Sure, sure.
You know,
I still have a bank account, I think, with 5 cents in it. And I get a statement every month mailed to me for 45 cents. They spend 45 cents a month to mail me a statement with a 5 cents in it or something.
And you can't stop them; they're gonna do it,
right? But I did have one that had like, you know, 10 cents in it. After I think 2 years, they finally sent me the check for 10 cents to close the account because I never used it.
So I don't use PayPal anymore for really anything. I used to do some online eBay type stuff, and I'd use PayPal for that, but. I don't like using Venmo or Cash App because it's tied directly to my banks or banks in general. And I kind of don't like banks either.
Right.
Like, they've... are banks keeping my money safe? No.
No. It's not your money.
Because once I deposit some money into my bank account...
It's not yours.
It's no longer mine.
Right. They're allowing you to use it. They're allowing you to use it within a system that they have taken over in the course of your lifetime.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So the same thing with Bitcoin exchanges or crypto exchange, you know, like FTX. Would you want to put your money there?
I mean, not looking to right now. No.
No. And in fact, I mean, the crypto exchanges are, for lack of a better expression, a necessary evil, right? They're the on-ramp,
right,
if you will, to cryptocurrency. Most people, their first experience in cryptocurrency is buying some. And I think that that's the wrong way to go about it. I think your first cryptocurrency experience should be earning it.
Right.
Perform a service, you know, create a product.
Or sell something to someone.
Sell something you already don't have a garage sale, crypto only.
Right, crypto only, yeah.
Right? I don't know. Like, there's many ideas that you can have, but I think earning it. It's wintertime right now in New Hampshire and many other places, like... You know, how about, I'll shovel your driveway for some crypto, you know?
Right. But you got to get those people into the crypto.
Yeah.
But but like you said, you just got to take it off of the exchange, put it to Edge Wallet.
Well, the amount of monitoring that, government and banking are doing to people, like the whole $600 transaction kind of thing.
Well, that's why I quit.
Like the less you transact in government money, the safer you are.
That's correct.
You know, if you can earn and, sort of buy and sell within your own community of people, either with crypto or with gold backs,
Loving the gold.
You know, you are a much safer person because you're going to be less monitored in your transactions.
Right.
Overall. And what is the monitoring of your banking transactions anyway by a government? What would you call that? Would you call it totalitarianism? Is that a component of totalitarianism?
It probably leads right to the doorstep of totalitarianism.
It does seem like information they don't need to know, and I suspect that the Canadian truckers would probably call it totalitarianism.
Ooh, yeah. A definition of totalitarian: of or relating to a political regime based on subordination of the individual to the state.
Sounds like where we live.
And strict control of all aspects of the life and productive capacity of the nation, especially by coercive measures such as censorship and terrorism.
What? That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, weird. This from fee.org. 14 signs of totalitarianism.
That's the only amount they could come up with.
The subheading: some of these techniques are playing out before our eyes.
Eyes.
We all know the cons of Twitter, but one of the pros is discovering new and interesting people. One of my favorite new follows is Benjamin Carlson, a public relations guru and former editor at The Atlantic. Carlson's tweets are among the best you'll find on Twitter, and he clearly has a keen understanding of the intersections between media and government, power and propaganda, both current and historically. One of his recent tweets caught my eye, and I share an adaptation of it below. Right, and so this is, we'll just go down the list, 14 signs of totalitarianism.
Are we counting backwards? Or is there like...
Counting from 50.
You want to go backwards?
We're coming in on number 14. Totalitarian hits.
This is a long-distance dedication. Sure, we'll go backwards. Number 14.
By the way, if you want to read the strangest story of intrigue and backstabbing, check out Casey Kasem's will, and just sort of as he, you know, he didn't just die on air or anything like that. He kind of had Alzheimer's, and like the family was manipulating and getting involved. It's a crazy story.
Wow, weird. Coming up, we will talk about the 14 signs of totalitarianism, and you be the judge. Are we in a totalitarian society? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.